Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey, everyone. So here is another thing that I'm working on, and I'm pretty good at it. However, all right, let's just dive into it. Let's just talk about it. So I'm a great, clear, direct communicator. With that said, I needed to have a balance because I tend to be raw and brisk and straight to the point. And a lot of people, because of the emotions, I had to take that to account because I used to not care about that. I still kind of don't, because I understand and know that people's emotions are theirs regardless how I say something or what I say. If people are gonna be in a state, they're gonna feel how they're gonna feel. However, I also, in that quote that says anything you do in love, so I have to put that back on my mind and be like, if how I say something and what I say, if I do it with love and people still feel frazzled, then that's their business. But if I did not do that in love, then if you're frazzled, then I have to have self-accountability and be like, okay, where did I do something, and then where they reacted to it. And I tend to not do things to hurt people. However, if I'm just being me and being raw and brisk, and you know, people want the gentleness, and my former partner of almost 2 decades told me that he needed tenderness, and okay, so I'm been learning on that, and I'm pretty good at that nowadays. However, it feels like babying people, and yeah, it can feel maddening, but I practice a lot of empathy and love and compassion, so it doesn't feel like maddening anymore. So my thing is that I'm working with, why am I, when I am a clear, direct, no jumbo communicator, and people are still feel perplexed, ambiguous, and frazzled about it? Like, how can I do better? I just don't understand. And I meet people where they at a lot because I see where people are at. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to meet you on your level. I'm going to speak your language. I speak a lot of people's languages, their love language, their language of being. And you know what I'm talking about. And people are just still like, a lot of people are just like, dude. And so since I speak the language, we tend to make things happen. But when it comes to like me saying something, people are just like perplexed and just like confused and not knowing what's going on, even when it's like the simplest thing, like, hey, can you grab this cup because it's about to fall? And people go like, can I grab it 10 hours from now? Like, why do I need to grab it now? Why can't you do it? And, you know, like all the drama. So I'm bringing that up to see if you are a communicator and if you had the same issue. Can we just brainstorm how we can do better with people? Because I would love to do better with people. And if you are someone who's not a good communicator, can you tell us, maybe it's the same thing with other people, like where are we not getting you, and where, if you're doing something, how can we get you, kind of a thing? Because it's driving me crazy. I just can't sleep. I'm so excited, I'm in too deep. Oh, sorry. The Britney Spears got into me. And so, love you, Britney. Free Britney. Oh, speaking of Free Britney, you can go on my website and I'll send a link on the description below, or my sponsor. And so there are all kinds of Free Britney memorabilias and paraphernalia and stuff that you can get. So yeah, so I've come to that conclusion because I have been living in this space for 8 years now or so, and I've come upon a lot of housemates, and I've practiced, and I've told the universe, hey, whatever it is thrown at me, I want to grow, I want to be enlightened, and I want to know things, and I wanted to be with other humans and do the work with them and do the work with me too. I want to be love. I want to be love. And so, yeah, I've had the opportunity to communicate with people and be there with them. And even when people are at their worst, I'm very successful at it, and I'm very grateful. I'm so thankful that those people came into my life to practice with me. They're giving me their worst. Almost, I would say, of course, I'm grateful for all the people who did not. And of course, I'm also grateful to the people who did gave me their worst. 95% of people I've lived with, I felt that they were not mindful enough to give me their best. Like, they didn't give a what. People have given me the worst. But the funniest thing is, I turned their shit, their manure into, yeah, basically manure and stuff to grow my plants and flowers in my heart. And so they've been the best thing for me. And currently, people are not giving me that much shit right now, and I'm so happy for that because I need some relaxed time. But I also had to cultivate peace within me because my guru says peace is not a destination. Peace is not somewhere where you go and find it. You need to be peace, and wherever you are in chaos, there will be peace. And so I will also make a video about the St. Francis prayer. And that means I need to open my laptop for that. And I love the St. Francis prayer. And it says, God, where there is chaos, make me peace, etc., etc. So stay tuned for that. So the question is for you, are you a great communicator? Please give me pointers how I can do better. And if you're not a great communicator, please tell me where we can understand you and why communicators and non-communicators butting heads, because I'm doing my best here, and I apply compassion, empathy, love, and when people are chaotic, I apply my peace and my calmness, and a lot of people have told me that, and so I just want to understand why when something is clear-cut communicated, and people are still not understanding. Maybe they do understand, they're just not willing. And I totally can understand people not willing or not wanting to do something, definitely. And but if it's that, can you communicate and say, is that? It's just like, that's the thing, it's just bunkers. Like, communicate. Tell me. Like, I've had roommates over and people I wanted to date. And then they just leave me limbo, and then I don't like to assume, so I'll just ask the question, and then they won't answer. And then when I probe, they're like, da 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 da. And I'm like, you could have said that prior. Like, why? Are you trying to make me work harder with my growth? Make me not feel frustrated? And that's a good thing because I don't want to be frustrated. I want to be love, literally. And it's challenging because you want to fall into the feel good, shitty emotions, you know? But yeah. Anyway, that's a short one. So please subscribe, like, and comment and share, of course, and get into the conversation. If you like to leave a comment, talk about it, or if you like to be a guest, be my guest, be my guest. Let's eat banana, guest. That's, yeah.